Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Sea Wolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio. Today is August 11th, 2009. This is Wendy, and I'm your host tonight. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in to our show live tonight and those of you that are listening to us in the archives. We're doing things a little bit different at the start of our show, so just bear with me. We got some new things planned. Tonight, I just want to let you know that if you're listening to us live, you can send me a message via IM. That screen name is going to be Navy Wife Radio, and that'll be open in just a few minutes. And I just turned the chat room on, so get into the chat room. Just click on the green flashing button, and it'll take you right in, and then you can hang out with us while we do the show live. So let me get that out of the way just in the beginning. And Marla, as we all know, she is traveling in Southern California, so she'll be calling in a little bit later. But just to give you an idea of what you can expect tonight, we're answering some of your questions from the mailbag, having a bit of a spouse call, and some questions that have come up the past couple weeks. And they've been on our show plan to talk about them, but every day, every show, we've been running out of time. So I thought, what better way than just dedicate some time to answering some of your questions that have come through via the website and the blog. So thanks to everyone who always submits your questions, because we love them and keep them coming. And if you're listening to us live and you have a question, you can, like I said, go into the chat room and ask it. You can call us if you want to do that, and or you can instant message us. And our phone number is 646-652-4629. And I'll give that again. My phone number is 646-652-4629. So please, you know, call or text in your message or your question or your comment about the show. Anything that you want to talk about, we'll talk about tonight. We kind of have a relaxed atmosphere. And I will say that I'm like manning the chat room, and I'm manning the instant messenger and the Twitter page, and I'm not on Facebook because that's too much for me to handle all at once. So if there's a little bit of delay, that's what's going on, because that's the fun part about the live show, is that there's interaction between the listeners, our listeners. And otherwise, it just kind of feels like I'm out here all by myself. And then I get a message, I get an IM that says, hey, I'm listening, which is really cool. So I just want to let you all know that, I'm sitting here. I just got in from soccer practice. I'm sipping a cherry lime. So if you haven't gotten a cold beverage yet, go and get one now. And I think tonight's a treat because it's the first night of soccer. I'll get into that more later. But doesn't Sonic have the best ice? It's like my best favorite drink is a cherry lime from Sonic, with the ice that comes from Sonic. So you'll hear me sipping through that throughout the night because my stomach has not been feeling well. I don't know if any of you have been having this bug. I don't know if it's back to school time or what, but more on that later too. So anyway, to the administrative part of our show is, when you do call us or instant message or you visit us on the website, just always remember OPSEC. You know, we love it when you're involved, but you know, please, you know, whenever you email us or anything, just remember, just give us your first name only when it comes to things we want to put on the air or online, and no discussion of your unit name, ship name, boat name. Keep any kind of names in conjunction with your command to yourself. We don't really need to know your husband's chief or your husband's CEO or your spouse's, you know, vice versa. And by doing that, you keep everybody's husband safe, and we don't want to give the enemy any information that that he could use to harm any of our spouses. So just keep that in mind when you're posting on the website. It's an Adult Swim over there, and, you know, I can't monitor. We don't have staff to monitor all the messages, so just keep that in mind. And so tonight, whether your spouse is home, if it's shore duty for you and you just need to get a break and have a laugh, that's what we're here for. Or if it's a long deployment, and we are happy that you're here, and we want you to hang out for the next hour or so. And I did get a message from the chat room that said they're having audio issues. So if you are listening and we keep cutting out or there's a delay, if you press refresh or just restart your screen, I'll just put that out there. Usually that's what happens. Blog Talk Radio gets really busy in the evenings, and we are so happy to have this prime time slot with Blog Talk Radio. And we never know, you know, what's going to happen. But we love Blog Talk Radio, and they're really good to us, so we thank you. We say thank you to them. And sometimes there's glitches, so just refresh, and that usually will clear it out for you. So I just want to, okay, so while I'm talking to you all, I'm going to click on my Yahoo Instant Messenger because that stopped, got hung up for me, and I'm going to restart it now. So if you're listening and you want to IM me, you can. That'll be up here just in a few seconds. Okay, now, if you are on Blog Talk Radio, we always like to say that you can become one of our friends on the friends list. You just create an account. It's really easy, and you'll get a screen name. That way you don't have a name that just says guest 4255 or something. You'll have a name. And then once you do that, you can request to be our friend. And then what happens then is anytime we do a show update at all, like if we're going to have a special episode, which happens sometimes where we do a daytime show, if we have a special guest, we're accommodating their schedule, you'll get a message on your cell phone or however you get your emails that says, Navy Wife Radio's next episode is, and it'll give you the time and the link and all of that. And if you get it after the fact, you can go in and listen to the show on demand. So that's really a cool feature. And we just got a friend's request today, so I thought I would mention it because I don't think everyone knows that that's what that means. Once you request to be our friend, you'll get our show update, so you'll know first whenever we schedule a show. All right, so what we're going to do right now is take a quick break, and when I get back, we're going to answer some questions from the mail drop. I'm going to, well, actually, first, let me get ahead of myself so I don't have Marla to keep me in check. I'm going to give you a recap of what's been going on since our last show and talk about, you know, we just went back to school this week for us. It's our first day of soccer was today. And I know Chiefs initiation is going on right now. So we have a lot kind of Navy news to talk about and news in general. So we're going to do all of those things when we get back from the break. So just hang out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment. Or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. This is Wendy, and I'm your host tonight. It's great to have you listening to our show. We're excited to be live. It's been a crazy day today, and I'm sure that mine is probably only half as crazy as some of you guys out there, especially if your spouse is deployed. And I want to say real quick, because it's 9 o'clock here in Central Coast, that if you don't have your DVR set and you're listening to us live and you have the military channel, you're going to have to set your DVR really quick or put it on while you're listening to the show because they're featuring this show called, it's on the Military Channel, and it's called At Sea. And Sunday night was aviation, last night was surface, and tonight is submarines. So it's really a cool show. You can catch the reruns too, I'm sure. But it's called At Sea, and tonight is the submarine service, submarine force. So submarine warfare. So be sure to check it out. I have my DVR taping it, and I'll be watching it when we get off the air because I think it's going to be kind of cool. So anyway, okay, so where, and I will have to say, you know, like for those of you who are wondering where the heck is Marla, okay, first let me type in the chat room because I'm sorry for being so distracted. I got it. And Amy, hi Amy. Okay, so I'm going to leave the chat room up now on my screen so I can see what's happening. Okay, so this week here, I'm in middle Tennessee, right? We started school, and this was, so I have a seventh grader. I think you guys all know that. And I'm wondering if you, so it's very sad. We've our summer is pretty much over. We've had our last late night out. We've had our last weekend getaway before school started. All of those things, and we started school on Monday, and I walked Christian to school. I don't know if any of you moms do this, but I walked him to his classroom, I should say. I think I completely embarrassed him, but don't we all? If you guys are in the chat room, answer me. Do you walk your kids to school, or when your kids of school age, are you going to walk them to their classroom and meet their teacher? I was surprised there weren't more moms in the classroom. I mean, maybe they got there before I did, or got there after I left. But seventh grade, I'm sort of having a moment over that. I just remember what life was like when you were in seventh grade. That's when I first started liking boys. It's just a whole different ballgame. That's why I have more girlfriends. It's just, I think your life gets a little more social once you get in the seventh and eighth grade. So yeah, that's what happened to me this week, and we had our first night of soccer tonight, and he's in seventh grade. The chat room's like, is he in second grade or seventh? Seventh grade, yes, and I'm still walking him to his classroom. But, you know, I think even when he's in ninth grade, I'm going to want to meet his teachers. I don't know why, but I think I want to do that, so... anyway, okay, so tonight was the first night of soccer. And I don't know if any of you have your kids in school sports or after school sports, but where are all the parents? They all drop their kids off. Like, we get there, and we're going to have a parents meeting, and there's no parents to have the meeting. It's the first time of practice, and they're all gone. So I don't quite understand that. I sort of think that if you have your kid in sports, that you should hang out for at least the first practice and get to know your coach. So, yeah, that was kind of weird for me. Okay, so what else can I tell you guys? I think I told you last week that it was our anniversary, and I think this was the first anniversary that we've had in a while that Craig has actually been home, because normally he's not here, which I'm sure you guys can relate, and you're sending, like, your anniversary card and everything else out to sea in an envelope or whatever. And so he got me an iPod Touch for my anniversary, which is kind of a big deal because we don't really ever spend any money really on each other. And so does anybody else have an iPhone or iPod Touch? Because this is a whole new world to me. I am trying to figure out the whole app world, what apps to download, what apps, you know, are your favorites. I have no idea. So if you guys have an iPod or an iPod Touch and you are into the whole downloading apps thing, I want to know, what is your favorite app to download? So far, I've only downloaded Tweeterific, and that's so I can manage my tweet account, which I absolutely love because I can tweet from my cell phone or from my whatever phone. And that is fun because I'm hardly ever in front of my computer besides for work and on the website. So to go to another place and do something else, I just don't have enough time in the day to do all that. But now from my cell phone, it's a different story because I can do that while I'm waiting, while I'm, you know, if I'm in the passenger side of the car, being driven, you know, Craig's driving, I can tweet from my phone. So I'm reading the chat room. One of the ladies says, I was a Girl Scout troop leader and the parents dropped their kids and ran. Isn't that terrible? I felt like that. I was like looking around going, where are all the parents? 17 kids on the team and there were like four parents. That's insane. It's insane. Okay, so the iPod Touch, let me go back to that. So Twitterific is the current app that I have. I'm going to turn it on right now. And I can get my email on it, which is actually pretty cool. It doesn't work at work, though, because they don't have a Wi-Fi connection. But, okay, so if you're on Twitter, our screen name is My Military Life. If you want to follow me personally, it's Wendy_polling. And I'm going to try and keep my more personal kind of day-to-day life stuff on that screen name and do the show stuff on the My Military Life. And then Marla's screen name is Trev's Navy Wife. That's Trev's Navy Wife. So if you're on Twitter, you can make us a friend or whatever they call it on Twitter. And then we will – oh, it's a follow. You can follow us, and then we'll follow you back. And I think Twitter is actually cool that way. Because you just can kind of follow your favorite people all around and see what they're doing. So, and some people have live way more interesting lives. They're flying all over the place doing neat things or running 5Ks and things like Kristen CS3110, Kristen Fanning. You guys have to follow her. She's very healthy and she runs and does all this. Nikki Fitness is another one you should follow. Andy Baldwin is another one you should follow. He's always in an airplane. We've talked about him before. Let me see. Who else do you want to follow? You want to follow Navy News, of course, so you can figure out what's going on in the Navy. And you definitely want to follow the Navy Times because they'll give you all the headlines. And there's a bunch of other spouses. So go onto our page and see who we're following and look through there and pick some of your favorites. And there's one Air Force wife that I follow, and her tweets are just so funny. So you're going to have to go in there and pick her and follow her too. So, all right. So, so that's what I've been doing. I've been learning how to use my iPod Touch and Twitter on my phone, which has been actually kind of fun. I didn't think I would have so much fun with it, but I'm enjoying it quite. It's a nice distraction. So, if you have an app that's your favorite, I need to download the USAA app. I just got something in the mail that says that USAA, you can actually, with their app, you can either make deposits or you can actually, you can make deposits via this iPhone app for USAA. We're going to post the link on our website. So I think it's pretty amazing. And then once you do that, like if you have a check and you upload it, the funds will be in your account almost immediately. So it's pretty cool. So, yes, so send me a list of your favorite iPod Touch or iPod apps so I can try them out and see, let you know what I think. And I can share with you mine, too. So, like I said, mine right now, the only one I have is Twitterific. Okay? All right, so the next thing I want to tell you guys about, and this is kind of in the news category. That's all my stuff I have for how the week went. Okay, so let me pull this up for you guys. And in just a little bit, I have three questions I'm going to need your help in answering. Okay. Well, that doesn't want to come up. Oh, okay. Here we go. It helps if we spell it right, Wendy. Okay. This is like a mobile office here. Okay, so let me look up my questions here. Okay, so here's the thing, what we're going to do next. We have a couple of questions that we are going to answer from the mail drop, and we have a few questions. So be thinking about what question you might have. If you're in the chat room, a question you want to know the answer to, nothing is off limits. I'm happy to try and give my crack at it. And if I don't know the answer, I will write it down, and then we will get the answer for you and post it on the blog, okay? But in the meantime, I have a couple of just top headlines for you, and I'm not sure if you're aware that the Navy is running a poster contest for the suicide prevention program, and their top six finalists that were all created by sailors are up on the NPC website now for you guys to vote. So the important thing is that all of these posters were designed by sailors, and the winner will get published in the All Hands magazine and will be printed and then distributed fleet-wide. So it's a pretty big deal. And if you haven't voted, I'm just encouraging you to do that. And what you want to do is I'm going to put it in the chat room too. You go to www.npc.navy.mil and look for the poll on the right-hand side on suicide prevention. And then when you do that, you can look at all of the posters and you can pick your favorite one and vote. I mean, this is something that we can all participate in and create a little awareness about what we can do to help prevent suicides in the Navy. Even one is too many. It's a very serious topic, and I would appreciate you guys just get on and vote. You can check out and see what these sailors have created. And there's some pretty unique ones. I think they're pretty creative in how they came across when you see the design of them. So check that out, which is very, very cool. It's npc.navy.mil, and you can vote till Friday. So you want to get on. I'm going to get the date for you. Till Friday the 14th. Okay, so it's Friday the 14th. All right, so let me see what else I can tell you. All right, so last week I think I told, this isn't really headlines, but it's sort of my own personal headline. Last week I think I told you that Nick Palmer was coming to Millington, and I was all like prepared to try and get him to talk to me in person. You know, he did come on the show a while back. And so I tried, but it didn't work out. And I thought, I'm like, well, what could I have done to get him to get in front of him? So it turns out that he was actually in the call center, the NPC call center, and took a call. And somebody called, like, you know, hello, I need my question answered. And the article I read on Navy.mil, he's like, oh, this is Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Rick West, which I thought was kind of funny. So unless I was going to be working at the call center that day or was a chief selectee running PT, because I heard he was at PT, I missed the Nick Pond. So sorry, ladies, I wasn't able to ask him any more questions. But I hope that the next time he comes to Millington, he will put me on his agenda. Because, you know, we are important. We're spouses. We have a voice, too. We'll be able to speak to him in person, and then I can get some more of your questions and get them answered, at least one or two. I wanted to know what his message was for the new selectee spouses, since that's the hottest thing right now, and then for IA spouses, because that's always the second next thing that we always get asked about. And we'll have to see the next time he comes to Millington. I'm sure it won't be long because he comes here all the time. All right, so I have that for you and that for you. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is take a quick break, and when we get back, I've got three questions that we're going to run through real quick, and then after that, Erica is going to hop into the show and talk to us about what she has coming up, give us a little bit of a preview onto her her big show next week, where she's got lots of giveaways, and Erica is from GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. She does all of our discount travel tips. And so that's what we have coming up later in the show. So hang out with us. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
Hi, this is Pat Rabby, the creator of Hey Shipwreck and Join the Navy, the cartoon. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio on MilitaryLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Glad that you're here. I just want to say thanks to the ladies in the chat room. I'm a little distracted, trying to manage a couple different things at once, so thanks for hanging out with me and keeping me company tonight. So, okay, tonight's a spouse call, and we're going to be answering some of your questions that we received via the blog and the website. So the first one is, we have a lot of new spouses that listen to our show. So this one is, what happens the first week of boot camp? And I could see where this could be a very, very popular question, so that's why we chose it to answer. And P week or processing week is the very first week of boot camp, and what that means is that's when your sailor is going to be getting their shots, his or her haircut, getting fitted for a uniform, getting their service record created. All of those processing things are going to happen that first week of boot camp. And I wanted to also let you know, if you've never visited NavyForMoms.com, their site, it's ran by Recruiting Command, but there's a lot of moms on there, but a lot of spouses too. And if you're just brand new to the Navy and you're just wondering, like, what to expect, and you have more questions, a lot of times that website will have a group created for that specific class, whether it's for boot camp or OCS. And a coworker of mine, her son, leaves for OCS in the fall. And I think one of the moms already has a group, or she found a mom that's leaving the same time as her son. And I think they created a group, something like that. And so you can connect with other people that share a sailor that's in the same class. And that's one of the coolest things that you can do. And then that way, if information leaks out through one of them, you can all share it. So that's NavyForMoms.com. You want to check that out. All right, so the next question I have is, and this one comes from Jennifer, and this one's kind of a serious question, and she's also kind of new to the Navy, but here's her question. Hi there, girls. I have a question that no one has been able to answer for me. I'm 17 and a Navy wife. I'm also expecting any day now. My husband is in C school in Virginia Beach. The question is, how can I get a hold of him when I'm in labor? And also, I know to call the Red Cross, but what does he need to do? We are first-time parents and have no clue on what to do. I've asked this question on Baby Center, and they couldn't answer it. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, so if you're in the chat room and you want to chime in, feel free to give Jennifer some advice, and I'll share your comments on the air. Or maybe you are in this kind of situation and you want to share your story, or you have, if you want to call in, you can do that too. And the number is 646-652-4629, or it's on your screen when you're listening. It's right there at the top. But, you know, what I would say is, first of all, it doesn't say where Jennifer is. You know, like, Jennifer, where are you? We don't know where you are based on your question. But here's the thing. You should have his duty officer's phone number. And, you know, your sailor should have some kind of lead instructor, a company commander person, you know, whoever his chief petty officer is. Excuse me, that person, you need his work number, and that way you can call that person. Now, let's say that, you know, your husband, like, right, you should be able to call your husband now, but let's say he doesn't have a cell phone, which, you know, for whatever reason, you can get one of these prepaid cell phones. That's what I would recommend, you know, for like $30, and send that to him. I don't know how soon your due date is. It doesn't really say that in your question, but get a prepaid cell phone for like $30 and send it to him. And then just, you guys make an agreement that cell phone is the baby's cell phone. And when it rings, that means the baby's coming. Otherwise, you're going to end up using all your minutes, and then when the time's needed, you're not going to be able to use the phone. But that would be my recommendation for that. Get the duty officer number or his lead instructor, company commander person, whoever his chief is. That phone number is who you call, and or his cell phone. And if he doesn't have a cell phone, get him a prepaid cell phone. And see, somebody in the chat room said, I sent mine a cell, and he is in training now. So, yes, and you can use those prepaid cards or phones, and you don't have an unexpected cell phone bill, and he can carry it on him. And it's easy. It's an easy way to access them, and it'll be for emergency purposes, of course. So, all right, Jennifer, thank you for your question. We're so glad that you wrote in, and we'll post the answer also on the website. Okay? And, okay, so then this other one was kind of, we have time for one more question. And this one, which I thought, I know, girls, when you're listening to this show, you're probably thinking, these are just the craziest questions. But you know what? What we think is kind of a no-brainer, there are so many new spouses out there that are really trying to navigate this life. And the best thing that you can do to give back is to take one under your wing and just be available to answer questions and remember what it was like for you when you were on your first patrol, your first deployment, your first workup, the first time he was away, whether OCS or, you know, any kind of schooling or boot camp. So this question is kind of a funny one. I thought I had to ask this. This question was, do you have a list of holidays for the military? I'm trying to plan a vacation for me and my husband. And I'm like, does the military have any special holidays I need to know about? Because as far as I know, we don't get any military holidays. I just thought that was so funny. Okay, so the military gets federal holidays. So any kind of federal holiday we get, if they're home. Now, if they're gone, of course they don't get those. And that's where training holidays and stand down periods come in. And those are specific to your command. And those are generally put out when they get back from deployment. So if you're trying to plan a vacation, your husband will know when the stand down time frame will be and any kind of training holidays. I know Navy calls it stand down. Training holidays, I think, is more of an Army term. That's what I'm familiar with. I don't know what the Air Force calls it. I think they call it a training holiday, too. The question is, how about the leave chip? Will it be approved? You know, I think when most spouses have a baby, most commands, like 99% of those commands, are going to do whatever they can to get that sailor home. and I know, planning a vacation is really hard, and you have to be flexible, and that's keep that in mind. Be flexible, and whenever that stand-down time comes, even if you don't want to take leave then, that's when you want to take it because that's when everybody else is putting in for their leave. So don't think you're going to get it later. Take it whenever it's offered. That's my best advice because especially depending on ship cycle, deployment cycle, that's when that shore duty is a little bit different story. But when you have stand down, definitely take advantage of that. And there's no specific military holidays. I hate to break it to you. I'm not sure if her husband told her that or what. Which I think is kind of funny. Yeah. So it's not funny really, but it sort of is, isn't it? Okay. All right. So what we're going to do right now is take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit. And if you haven't met Erica yet, you're going to want to hang out because Erica runs this great website that gives us all these details to what our ID card can save us in travel discounts, military-only travel discounts. And she has a new site that she's getting ready to launch next week. So tonight she's here to give us a little bit of a preview of what we can expect, and she'll be up right after the break. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment. Or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio. We're happy to have you here tonight. And Marla, she is, like I mentioned earlier, she's on location. She's in Southern California enjoying friends and family. And we miss her tonight, and she'll be back next week. But I'm sure she's having a great time. We miss her, and I can't wait to hear all about her adventures. I know that travel is something that we all like to do, and especially to Southern California. Up next, we have Navy Wife Erica, and like I said, she runs the website Guide to Military Travel. Erica, are you there?
I am. Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the show again.
So you're flying solo tonight.
I'm flying solo.
Well,
I've
doing
got
a great
command
job.
Center and like five different screens. No, really, just two different screens.
No, that's all right. I did want to add something to before the break. You mentioned the young lady wrote in about military holidays. It
yes.
is true that military gets all federal holidays, but without us being aware of it, some days that the military gets are not federal holidays. I didn't know that until recently. For instance, I've never known a command not to give you the day after Thanksgiving, and legally the day after Thanksgiving is not a federal holiday. I didn't know that.
Well, you know what? That is a good point.
Yeah, so there's a couple like that. For instance, I've never known a command not to give you Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, but legally they're not federal holidays.
Okay.
So pretty much
no, that's
federal
a good
holidays.
Point, I forgot about that. I was thinking more of the training holiday or stand-up
uh-huh.
period, but there's those times where you get a four-day weekend,
exactly.
if there's a government holiday, a federal holiday, sometimes they'll give the military that fourth day.
Exactly. Like Labor Day, usually
yeah.
most commands, and I can't speak for all commands, but most commands give you the Friday before because you're going to be off Monday for Labor Day. And they want you to go forth and travel and have your fun and do things like that. So that kind of leads you to my website.
Well, yes, and we can't wait for this new baby of a website to come.
You know, I ask everyone to forgive the dust because it's under construction. We had a soft launch June 1st, and it's been very successful, way beyond anything I could have imagined. And one of the greatest things about it is we've had a great response from the travel industry. Just earlier today, I finally sat down and I said, someone asked me how many deals I currently have on the site. And this is nationwide. We're only concentrating on the United States. In the United States right now, I have 500 discounts listed. That is the most
of any website.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to ask you. That was on my list to ask you. How many are on there?
Yeah, right now, 500. I called one of the largest ITTs I could think of to see how many sales off the top of their head they have at a local ITT office. And ITT offices are great, but the answer I got was I think they said 136. So 500 is by all stretches of the imagination beyond anything I could have, you know, I prepared for the 126 thinking, oh, you know, the ITT office said that's normally how many they get. And I have 500 loaded as of today. Our goal for our launch next Saturday is for me to completely go through the additional 300 emails I have in my inbox that I haven't been able to load yet and to reach the 1,000 mark. If
okay.
we do that, it will be the largest collection of travel discounts, not just to the military. I would love to, and I plan to do this, I want to contact the travel industry and see if there's anything like this for any niche group. I don't think there is, but we've been very, very successful. We're positive we're going to hit 1,000 by next Saturday, so that's what we're shooting for. So I just
that's
have
like,
to really get
how
to work.
How many of that is a day? That's like 80 a day you got to put out?
Yes, exactly. That's about 80 a day. So, and I've got a 2-year-old
and
a 7-month-old.
I'm not a math major. I don't do well with numbers.
Yeah, I've got
but that
two toddlers.
One I can figure out. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, okay, it's 40 in the morning,
exactly.
40 before you go to bed.
Yeah, so that means a lot of sleepless nights. So, but we're trying to launch for next Saturday because what I have done is I've gotten together some of these great people that are offering all these great discounts nationwide, and they have all thrown in big giveaways. So like vacations, hotel stays, a free weekend at a great destination, tickets to attractions, and I'm compiling all of those. So in addition to adding the deals before next Saturday, I also have to go through my emails to get all these discounts, all these giveaways that the travel industry is throwing in for my big launch next weekend. So everybody says, well, what constitutes a launch? You're basically just saying that on this day, I finally have my website the way I want it. This is it. You're introduced to my final baby. I'm not going to try to change it much anymore. You know, of course, every now and then you'll add things to it. But it's just basically saying, officially, this is the day our website was born. It looks the way we want it to, and it's got all the things you need to plan your next vacation. So that happens next Saturday. On that day, it's not like we can throw a party. I wish we could. I wish we could all get together.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's all go to Disney World, you know. But, no, I wish we could all meet
America's
somewhere.
America's
but...
meet over here. Okay, oh, no. We're here. Show us around.
Somewhere centrally located. We'll all go to New Orleans, you know. But, no, unfortunately, since we all can't get together physically, what we do is it's a launch online. That means that on if all is successful on midnight on the 22nd, which of course is Friday night, I will upload all of the information on the discounts that we're going to, on the giveaways we're going to be having, and we're going to launch those for probably around 10 days, where in that time, you know, you get points for adding onto the mailing list, for coming to visit, for adding me to Twitter, which I have become a Twitteraholic.
Oh, I'm very ashamed to say.
I think there should be like a club, you know, like AA, but for Twitter people, because it's addictive. You get sucked in.
Okay, I need to get you on my phone, because that's what I like. I like to Twitter from my phone, and I like – the thing is, like, you can't follow everybody on your phone.
Oh, so I know. No, you. There's no way you could, especially because some people send, like, 10 tweets at once. I don't know how they do that. I'm not tweet savvy yet. But I sit there looking at them going, dear goodness, I'm so glad I'm not subscribing to you on the phone, because I would have just gotten inundated, you know?
Oh.
But, yeah, no.
Okay, so how do people find you on Twitter?
@military_travel at Twitter. So
military,
don't forget the underscore, or you'll go somewhere else that just isn't happy. So
okay. It's
military_travel, and that's where you can find me. But, yeah, my husband laughs at me because the other day I was talking to Sam Champion on Good Morning America on the Twitter thing. I sent him a note. He sent me one back. And my husband looks
That's
at the screen
awesome.
And looks at me and says, what does that have to do with military travel? I said, I don't know, but I'm having a good time. But, you know, these are important networking opportunities because I got 20 followers from just talking to Sam Champion because, you know, of course, they have like 500,000 followers, and so all of a sudden people go, ooh, look, there's military travel. I'm military, and then click, they add you on. So it's important for me to send messages to Ricky Martin. Okay, pause. and to Rob Thomas, you know?
So, oh, I need to follow Rob Thomas.
Oh,
like
he
Rob
is
Thomas.
So much fun.
Is he funny on the tweet?
He's the funniest Twitter friend that I have, I mean, that I follow. Because he's just, for some reason, he's in airports a lot, I guess because he's on tour, and so he only writes from the airport. So he's sitting there talking about how bad the bathroom smells or, you know, what he did the night before. And he's just fun at it, you know. It makes you
See,
seem like you're hearing from
Twitter,
your brother, you know.
You get, like, unfiltered comments.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. So, yeah, there's some good people to follow out there. And where else are you, now I'm advertising for Twitter, but where else are you ever going to have the opportunity to say, you know, I think I'm going to send Rob Thomas a note today, you know, and for him
exactly.
to respond. It's not like you have him on your email list, you know.
Do you ever watch Burn Notice?
I've never seen that, no.
Okay, Burn Notice is set in Miami, and it's about this operative who gets burned,
uh-huh.
and so the show is based on him trying to figure out who burned him because he's out. He's like excommunicated. He's been disavowed. Well,
huh.
the guy who plays the character is Jeffrey Donovan, and so he's the only person that I've actually, celebrity-wise, have to try and get him on the show. Because
yeah.
he's the one, I told everybody, who do you want to hear? And that's the emails I got. We want the guy from Burn Notice.
Yeah.
You're going to have to check him out. You're going to have to check that show. It's on USA. It's called Burn Notice.
I know. I'll have to look for that now. Yeah, I'm a big TV-aholic. I hate the summer because they take away all your shows, you know? Some of us, you know, want to watch TV over the summer because we have kids and it's not like we go out every night, you know. But so that's when you enjoy the Army Wife show. And I'm really into the new show, Drop Dead Diva. My dear goodness.
I love that show.
I'm so addicted to that show. I think it's hilarious.
She cracks me up with her walk and her little hair.
Yeah,
flip.
Her hair, her hair twist. Yeah, I've been doing that around the house just to make fun. You know, it's a good time. So. Nonetheless, we digress, but
I know,
military travel, yeah, military_travel on Twitter, and the website is www.guidetomilitarytravel.com, and
yeah,
like I said, next Saturday, if you start logging on, there'll be instructions on how you can win tickets to all this stuff nationwide. It'll be great for our fall vacations, and right now what we're doing is coordinating, like, for instance, Dover, Delaware, super Air Force town. Very excited. The tourism industry in there is very thrilled to be part of the site. They send us a bunch of discounts. All their community has gotten together and said, yes, 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 we want discounts for the military. We're so happy to help those that serve. So when they do a giveaway, well, I can't necessarily give it to the person in San Diego because they wouldn't get much use out of going all the way to Dover, Delaware. I mean, although you could if you fly out.
Right.
But what we're trying to do is coordinate a way where you can actually register for the prize you would like to win so that you're just not stuck with something you will never use. For instance,
idea.
If you're in Jacksonville, Florida, why do you need tickets to Knott's Berry Farm, you know? So,
or if you're in Knott's Berry Farm, why do you need tickets to, like, Gatorland?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So we're going to coordinate it according to geographic region, and that way you can only sign up for things that you can easily travel to. So, you know, I'm going to be really busy. In fact, I don't know why I'm on the phone with you right now.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you are, like, a marketing person or a good computer person and you need something for your resume, you can email Erica, and she will, she will put you to work.
I will. I'll give you things to do. I'm looking for a cyber assistant.
Yeah.
Or any assistant, really.
Do you love travel? You know, I mean, really, that would be good for somebody.
Oh, I tell you. That's what someone said, is they said you should get interns. Well, right now I work from home. I think that's a little odd. I know that I loved doing the whole intern thing when I was in college, but I wouldn't have gone to someone's house. So someone told me the other day, oh, yeah, but it's real common here. You know, we're stationed out in Nevada, and so might be a Nevada thing, but I've never heard of that. So meanwhile, you know, we got the in-laws in town babysitting the grandkids, or my kids, their grandkids, and so that helps take a load off so that I can just really concentrate on this deal for next Saturday. Ironically, I chose my son's birthday for our launch date just because, you know, firstborn, my first business type thing. So not only am I doing this, but I'm planning a birthday party at the same time.
That's a super Navy mom for you.
You know, you got to do it all, and we're used to it because normally our husbands aren't around, so we've just got to, you know, get it done.
Like today, I went home. I wasn't feeling well this afternoon. I'm still not quite myself. And we have soccer tonight. And Craig's like, are you going to go? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm going to go. He's like, well, you don't feel good. You came home early. You just look like you don't feel good. Are you going to go? And I said, well, it's the first day of soccer. If you weren't here, I'd have to go.
Exactly.
He's like, well, I'm here. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, but I'm used to going.
And you're also used to the fact that when he's not there, you have to go whether you're sick or not.
That's
you know?
Right. I'm like,
we don't get sick time as military wives. So, it's just going to be an adventurous couple of weeks. But we're really excited. The launch is going to be great. We're going to follow it with some press. I'm doing your show next week. I think I'm sharing it with your dream lover. What's his name?
Well, that's it.
I don't watch Army Wives, so I don't know his name. But I know that you start stuttering as soon as you talk about him.
Totally do. It's going to be bad. I really need my friends to rally around and just speak for me. There'll be silence. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Let's hope Marla comes back next week. If not, call me and I'll come
like,
help. Because I can't
mind
be giddy. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
But I'm sharing the show with him next week. And Brian McNamara. We're going to have some great giveaways. I have some, and I'm going to tell you now what it is, and we'll put up a picture on your site.
Okay.
Wendy, I'll email you the JPEG, but it's a deployment/leave countdown clock for your house or office. It's actually freestanding, and you can change the faceplate to 3. It either says countdown to leave, countdown to retirement, or countdown to deployment. So,
I love that.
It's fantastic. It has the Navy logo on it.
It
everything.
Says
it's little
countdown to all 3 things, so no matter
all,
if you're
so you just change out the faces. You know, when he's home and you're waiting for vacations, and just change out the face to leave, or when, you know, he's getting close to the home stretch, just put up the retirement one, which I have a lot of friends that did that, actually, and retirement was like 10 years away. But I think it lets you up to 10 years, and so they're just counting down, you know.
That's hilarious.
But we've got
long-term
10 of them to
thinking.
Give away.
Maybe we can make it 10 more years.
We've got 10 of them to give away, and we'll tell you how next week. How
okay.
You
what a great tease. I love it. Okay,
yeah.
So everyone, you want to make sure. This is what I'm asking of you if you're listening to our show. If you have a newsletter, if you have an e-newsletter, if you have just an email tree, to write down Erica's website. It's guidetomilitarytravel.com. Mm-hmm. And you can put on there, you know, giveaways for military families, enter to win by listening, and it's going to be the 18th of August at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. East. at 10 p.m. in the East. And so share with your military spouses, because really that's how our show has really grown. It's been by word of mouth. I mean, we aren't buying ad space on HGTV or anything crazy like Navy for Moms is.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go,
I didn't know that.
Navy
Are they really advertising?
Oh, my God. Navy for Moms is like, yeah, they spend an exorbitant amount of money.
Wow. Just wait. They'll get bought by military.com. Did you hear about that today, that since SinkHouse got bought by military.com?
They did?
Yeah. Like, military.com just doesn't want anyone else to exist. I mean, if they're listening, we love you. We don't want to piss anybody off. But, like, every time we turn around, they bought someone. It's kind of like that Pac-Man.
I wonder if they'll buy us one day, Erica.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, I'm not for sale yet, but you can
really
start bidding, you know? No, it's when I heard that today, I thought Meredith sold. I mean, it must have been a nice offer, because I know that this was a big, you know, this was a big part.
Well,
of
Well, they not that we want to. I mean, here comes the girl talk. Just switch off if y'all don't want to hear this. They were together, and then they split off to SinkHouse and Homefront Online or something.
Oh, I hear you.
And ever since the split, it's been a lot different over there, I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, and you know,
and that happened. So maybe she just welcomed the.
Well, I know that they gave her a very nice vice president job. It said in the press release, you know, she's now vice president of military wife affairs or something like that. So she's now working for Monster.com. Those of you that don't know, Monster.com bought military.com years ago. And then military.com has just become this giant, and it's kind of eaten up all the other military websites. And so I think that's why I'm such a big fan of USAA, you know, because USAA, instead of taking, once again, not saying anything bad about military.com, but USAA comes in and helps the little guy, not trying to take over the little guy, but just says, hey, we've got, you know, this is a great thing that you're offering the public. We support military families. You know, here's our support, and that's just
and you know they do
great
because
something as big as military as USAA could do the same thing as military.com. They could just eat everybody. You know, they could just say, okay, we're going to buy you and you and you, and then that's it. You know, but
gobble everybody up. But
just gobble everybody
so
up. Very Pac-Man like. But no, I mean, it's just the news of the day today that really stuck a chord with me is because didn't they buy like millblogging.com a year or two ago?
Yes,
and then they got bought a few years before that by Monster.com. And I'm normally real hesitant of anything military that is not owned by the military, but Monster's done a great job at running, you know, military.com. So, and I know that everyone affiliated with it is either military or, you know, previous military.
My experience has been great with military.com.
They've always been wonderful.
And you know, I don't know too many people over there, but I know a few, and I just think they're just, I think it's successful because it's what they're doing is working.
Exactly.
And
they get so many military people to help them just do what we know best. Because really, when you're doing something like this, you kind of have to be military to understand it, because only, do you ever notice we're that one niche group where you wouldn't get us unless you were part of our family, you know, unless you were military. Because like what you just said about the holidays threw everyone non-military off, you know, when you started talking about leave and chits and all that. Yeah, have no idea. So it's just great to know that you, if you hire military people, if you've got veterans on your staff, if you've got, you know, all that, then it's literally, excuse the expression, but you're keeping it real, you know. That's just pretty much the only way to say that.
Well, that's true. I mean, you do have to kind of have people that know, kind of have some experience. I mean, you can't just have corporate people come in and try and make the website work. So, well, that's good, exciting news, I think. Congratulations to them.
I know. Way to go, SinkHouse. So, yeah, definitely.
I'm sure their site now is going to just...
Well, and that's what the press release said, that Meredith said that, you know, military.com had money and resources that she could, you know, I'm putting words in her mouth, but kind of beyond her wildest dreams type thing, so that it was going to mean great things for the people that, you know, her supporters and followers. So it'll be interesting to see how the site improves, and I'm sure that they'll brand it real well, you know, and see what happens with that. So, no, my site is just little old me.
I know, me too.
Monster yet, so you're one up on
like...
me on that one. In USA, if you're listening, I'm a really nice person. I've got a great website. Okay, there's my plug. No, but I mean, it's great to know that you take something from the ground up and you really make something of it, and you've done that with both your sites, because now you're onto this new one, the mymillife.com. So. Yeah, definitely. Is it military life, or are you going to name it mill life?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, everything that we do seems to be very organic.
Yeah.
And that one thing grows into another thing, grows into another thing.
Exactly.
And we really don't have, you know, I wish we could say this one master plan that we had in the beginning stuck, and that's where we're at. Everything has just evolved. And so my military life came out of a blog that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a group blog of military spouses, but the one thing it did not have was forums.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was use mymilitarylife.com to house everything that we do, the radio
forum,
show, the blog, the forum. If there's an appearance or a workshop, it goes on that website. And
that's
then
okay.
The quick shortcut way to the website, to the social networking / you know, blog and forums is mymillife.
.com.
So you can get there either way. It'll take you.
Yeah.
But that's the shortcut. And, you know, we have Navy Wife Radio, but every time, you know, we get messages from folks that say, well, my husband's in the Air Force and my husband's in the Army. And my background is I used to work for the Air Force and the Army. So I kind of, my heart's in all the services. The only thing I have never worked for or been a part of in any way through marriage or anything else was the Marine Corps. So I'm like, I don't know anything about the Marine Corps at all.
Yeah.
And,
you know, for just FYI, it can't be much different from you than being married to a Navy guy because they're owned by the Navy. So a lot of people don't realize that the Marines are a branch of the service that are under the Navy umbrella. Someone got that wrong on a trivia question recently on, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It was a question that said, you know, which one of these is not a and I'm probably going to say it wrong, and then all the Marines are going to call me, but it was something like, which one of these is not an official branch of the military? And the answer was the Marines, because the Marines are part of the Navy, and
the Navy is the
branch of the U.S.
Expeditionary Force or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. So, but God bless the Marines. My next-door neighbor is a Top Gun Marine pilot, and I called him the other day just to tell him some news about the neighborhood, and just the way he handled it, and with his, you know, just this promptness and a little bit of aggression and a little bit of we're going to get it done and it's going to be done now.
I
hung up and I told my husband, and my husband looked at me and said, God bless the Marines. You know, that's pretty much the only thing you can say, because they kind of just run on their own. They're fantastic. They're just, it's the most amazing group of people you'll ever meet. That's my impression of the Marines, is that, you know,
I agree.
Like my husband says, thank God we have them, because it takes a special person, let me tell you, to be a Marine. That's the way I see it, that's our military. They're a military elite force all of their own, because they're just a brotherhood like nothing we've ever seen. So,
I agree. That's just so true, so true. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, Erica, we're about out of time.
Okay. Well,
so,
thank you for having me. And next week, don't forget, we're going to have the clocks. We're going to have the giveaway. I'll tell you how to win them. And we'll put a picture up on Wendy's site. So.
Yes, we need to. Oh, I forgot. There's one little question in the chat room. Are your discounts for active duty or active duty and retired?
It's active duty and retired and veteran. You have to remember, retired, like, for instance, my husband just completed his 7 years. Now, we re-upped, but had we not re-upped, then we leave the military and he's not a retiree and he's not active duty. There is a third group of people that are veterans that are not retirees or active duty, and it's good for all three groups. If you're a veteran, if you are a retiree, or if you are active duty, the discounts apply to all of you. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. I never thought of that until someone pointed it out, because they said, well, I'm not a retiree. I got out after 10 years, so you're not officially a retiree of the military. So I had to go back to the travel industry and say, how does this work? And so you have to show some sort of proof that you're a veteran, which, of course, after you leave the military, you get, you know, memberships into VFW and all that, for those of you that have served. You know, and all military go on deployment, especially these years, because we're in wartime. But, yeah, as long as you have proof that you're a veteran, discounts are available to you as well.
Very cool. I just posted that in the chat room.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Any other questions? Just, you know, either contact Wendy through her website or come on to guidedmilitarytravel.com, and there's ways on there to contact me directly, and I'd love to answer your questions.
Yes, please email your questions to Erica and visit her site. And so next week you'll be back on. We're going to have lots of fun. It's going to be like a little party.
I know, it will be. And someone's got to keep the drool cloth under you, girlfriend. So
I know.
I'm here for you. All right, you just chime me in anytime you're ready for me to step in and
You're just going to have to, like, know that it's silence.
Yeah.
Like, can someone unmute me? Can I get into this before?
I look forward to it. It'll be a good time. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
All right, everybody. We've been listening to we've been talking with Erica from GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. You can check out her website and her travel discounts for active duty, retired, or if you've ever served. I think she said she's got over 500 listings right now. And it's a great website. It's GuideToMilitaryTravel.com. And she will be back next week with giveaways. She'll be doing the deployment countdown clock that you can also change the face to a leave countdown clock or a retirement countdown clock. So that's coming up for you next week. I'm going to take just a couple minutes to recap our show. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening to us live tonight. I hope you had a good time. I hope that we made you laugh at least once. I know Erica and I, we get together, it gets a little crazy. I know she's funny. She's cracks me up. She's really funny. And seriously, when next week, Brian McNamara from Army Wives, I just have to warn you all now. There may be like a moment where Wendy's like, where did she go? It's silence. No, hopefully I'll be able to compose myself. I think I will. And we want to know who you want to have on the show. Who would you really like to hear from? You can send me an email at wendy@navywiferadio.com, or you can always email marla@navywiferadio.com. Let me give you how you can connect with us if you're listening to us live or in the archives. On Twitter, our page is My Military Life. That's the show Twitter page. I'm going to give you Erica's Twitter screen name. It's military_travel. Okay? That way you can travel. You can get your travel tips from Erica. And if you want to follow Marla, hers is Trev's Navy Wife with an S on the end. Our MySpace page is Navy Wife Radio. Our website is mymilitarylife.com, and from there you can get to our social network site, our blog, our forums, all that cool stuff. You can get there from that link. And what else can I tell you? Our past shows are available on blogtalkradio.com/NavyWifeRadio or iTunes. You can go through and scroll through the list, and you can check out any kind of topic that you're looking for, whether it's deployment communication, port call information, port call tips. You know, if you're going to meet your sailor someplace abroad and you're wondering, excuse me, how people have done that, what kind of experience was it, that kind of stuff. If you're interested in more, I mean, I know we're doing the Army Wives thing next week. We have archived interviews of Sally Pressman, Bridget Brenna, Drew Fuller that you can listen to. So no matter if it's serious, like, you know, how to better communicate with your husband while he's deployed, or something just kind of fun and silly, either way, we hope that we have given you a lot of choices to choose from to keep you company. And you can download those to your iPod, which I did on my new iPod Touch, which is pretty cool. And you can put them in your, put your little MP3 player in your car, and you can listen to it while you're driving to work, driving to the gym, driving to the grocery store, while you're walking, doing dishes, all that kind of stuff. We can keep you company during the day or at night when it's a long night and your spouse is gone. And we know what that's like. When the nights are, like, really, really long and you want to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, let us keep you company. So, yeah, you can go to iTunes and just search Navy Wife Radio, and that's how you find all of our archive shows. And I think from there you get the last 5 or whatever you designate as your how many you want to download to your iPod. All right, so that is how you find us online. Oh, and our Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and you search My Military Life, you'll find our new Facebook page, and we're learning how to use Facebook. Marla's like expert. I'm learning. But be a fan or a friend and catch up on what we're posting on the site, and we try and post something new at least once a week, if not, I know Marla really wants to do it every other day or something like that, but until we get going, and you can request to be our friend. And we have pictures there that you can look at. You can see, I have a picture of there from when Craig was in Afghanistan. You can see that. I think I have a picture of the homecoming that we just went to in San Diego. I think I posted that already. So anyway, share with us your pictures too. You can make us a friend or a fan, like I said, on Facebook. Now, excuse me, shows that are coming up in the upcoming weeks, we are going to have a couple of military spouse authors on the show. The author of This Side of War is coming on. We are trying to get a couple of this. I'm not going to say the name just quite yet. I'll give you a little tease next week. You'll have to hear it. So if you have a favorite book, military spouse book or military-related book that you've read recently and you think it's 5 stars and you want to share it with us, let us know the name of it. So that's coming up. We're going to do our Space A Travel Show, Port Call Show. Those are all in the works. And we're going to hear also about stay-at-home dads, military spouse dads that stay home. We're working on that show as well. So those are all things that you can look forward to in the coming weeks and of the fall season of Navy Wife Radio. It looks like we're going to have our 100th episode probably sometime in late September, early October. And that 100th episode is going to be a big, huge party. So that will be coming up. I'm so excited for that. We'll actually have done 100 shows, which seems really sort of crazy. But in the meantime, if you have a newsletter or you have an email list, please share with your spouses our show. Our show only gets better and bigger if you guys tell people about it. And the easiest way to do that is share it with your ombudsman or your FRG leader to get it in your commands communication that goes out, or your spouse group, whatever you have with your girlfriends on, they're deployed while your husband's deployed. And we would really love it if you would do that. Now, if you say, well, I don't know if I can share Navy Wife Radio, we are listed on Military One Source as a podcast resource. So you can feel confident about putting it in your newsletter. So I encourage you to do that. Please help us spread the word. Like we said before, if you have a topic or guest you'd like discussed on the show, you can email us at wendy@navywiferadio.com or marla@navywiferadio.com. You can also send us your questions there as well. Tonight's show was sponsored by AskTheChief.com, helping sailors by answering their questions since 2002. Our disclaimer for the show is we're not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, or the Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the author's. Should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional. I want to say one more time, if you can get on the NPC website, npc.navy.mil, and vote in the Navy Suicide Prevention Poster Contest for your favorite, the winner that will be chosen by sailors will be printed Navy-wide, will be printed and distributed fleet-wide, and printed in the November issue of All Hands Magazine. So get on and vote for your favorite posters, suicide prevention, and All Hands effort. All right, everyone. Thank you so much to everyone in the chat room listening live, everyone that's listening to us on demand. It's a lot of fun to talk to you each week, and it's great to have your feedback and share stories and have a good time. So I hope you had a good time tonight. We'll be back next week. You've been listening to Navy Wife Radio. Please visit us online at NavyWifeRadio.com for show times, archive shows, and upcoming guest information. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
About you, baby, lately when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my eyes in a dream, baby, you are who I see. And when I wake up and